Bye-bye, Ashton. Bye-bye. Good morning.
Hey, morning. How you doing, Brock?
I'm not too good today. How are you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you don't sound like your normal self. Why? What's up?
No, I'm not. Oh, I got a lot of pain.
Like where?
It's right on my groin. There
really?
Was a, I don't know what happened, but it says, well, huge. There's a kind of be a pimple just coming out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, and that really, really, really bothers me.
Yeah. Well, so it's like an ingrown hair type thing, right?
Could be.
Yeah, those are freaking painful. You touch them, I know. They say rubbing alcohol, like.
Well, I did put some, I mean, this is not the first time this happened. I had some med. I just put some on. And but it's really painful. And then it was just like, and then it's huge.
Really?
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
did you go to, like, urgent care or anything like that?
Well, if it's going like that, I mean, they'll probably, because of the pains is on the whole entire my left side.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Even this bothers me. And then like, when I'm stretching and stuff, it's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, geez, golly.
Yeah, once in a while it happens. So, I mean, I guess it is what it is. I have no energy, so.
poor thing.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you? How was your Mother's Day?
It was good, thank you. Very
good.
Good, thank you. My son
You go to
dinner,
right?
Yeah, he took me out
nice.
To dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good boy, yay. Good boy.
Yep, first, so. I had the grilled duck with roasted beets and arugula and a sweet potato puree.
Oh, nice. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was very good. The duck was extremely delicious, yeah.
Nice. Is that a kind of French restaurant or something?
No, it actually wasn't. That was their specialty for, that was one of their specials that day, so.
Oh,
I wanted
to
get something different, you know, instead of getting, like, seafood all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you did good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I say this as well, you know, it's in, they are pretty specials as in the France, I mean, the dog, and then I know a couple of people, they have a chef works in their restaurant. And then both of them is actually French. And then that's one of their specialty, you know.
Really?
They like
they
like to do duckies, yeah. I mean, and it's, I mean, they make pretty, pretty well.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was mainly French. So that would make
sense.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe it's not a French thing. Is it just to the, I mean, that it could be a coincidence, you know.
Yeah, I know it's not cheap, is it? It's expensive, like in a store.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's not the thing. You can't go get it from, you know, Safeway or anything.
Yeah,
know?
No. Yeah, right, I know. I don't know if I would trust that shit.
Right? I know. Tell me about it, especially under these days, you know?
Yeah. Anything you are working on or anything I can help out with today?
Well... There's a little iffy thing, Susan, that I had to deal with it. I don't know. What are we going to do? It was a lab-grown diamond setting, and he bought it from me 2 years ago.
Mm.
And she bended the ring, bended the shit out of them. And he made insurance claims and stuff.
Wow.
I got it from Quality Gold. I never handled the insurance claim either, but the whole thing, it's just like a so bad bent, you know, even though there's some cracks underneath. I don't know if I should be able to replace the ring. I don't know what is the company is going to say. You know, that's
right,
a jury mutual. So,
yeah, especially being lab-grown.
You know, yeah. And then I got to check and see what kind of things it's going to be, and then I'll let you know. They're like a, you don't happen to have a Mellies, do you? Like
yeah,
lab
I have.
Group.
Oh, not
you have
lab.
Some too?
Not lab.
No. Yeah, well, I told him, I says, well, quickest turnaround, genuine diamonds, I can pop it in there, you know. To the lap, I need to do a little bit of resource and then to see what it's going to be. I don't know, maybe it says quality gold wants to see to the ring or something. I had no idea how this thing's just going to
go.
Yeah,
because it sounds like the gold, it was like weak gold.
Yeah, I mean, did they say
like it hit it or something, you know?
No, she bent it so hardly.
What,
I mean,
you
did
slam it in a car door?
I don't know. She didn't even realize anything, but it says, well, the rings is oval right now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and there's a crack is underneath, and on both sides of the diamond just pops out already. And I'm going to call the insurance company, and then I'm going to tell them what is. First, I'm going to check if it's available or not, and then see what's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if something comes up, I'll let you know. I'm still going to be ordering some Millies, but I'm just like right now, this couple of weeks was a little slow.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like be waiting. And then I didn't have time because of the last week also. We had the
appraisal event, yeah.
Appraisal, yeah. We did almost 24 of them.
Holy moly, that's a lot of appraisals. Jeez.
2 days, you know. Yeah, it was kind of but I'll be honest with you. If I didn't have that, I mean, we didn't do anything last week. Just like $30, $40, $50, $80 UPS picked up. That's it.
Oh, gosh. So that did help you a lot.
And then just a couple of sterling silver chain and then the one gold chain. It's not like Mother's Day's week, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like how it used to be with like the mother's rings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It was amazingly slow. Saturday was just like a nothing. You know, I made like $200 and then the last hour right before I was closing the store. I'll let you know, my dear. Thank you for calling me.
Okay.
And then we'll talk, okay?
All right. Feel better.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.